number 9569, the Wayland Company, Inc., east of U.S. Route 13, north corner of Road 462, a variance for the maximum square footage requirement for a sign and a variance for additional wall signs.
Mary Hager, 38375 Old Stage Road, Del Mar, Delaware.
Stanley Smith, the Wayland Company, 38375 Old Stage Road.
You swear your oath? Do you swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best of knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening.
Hi.
Can you explain your request to the board this evening?
Okay, we are requesting, I guess I need to start, the signage on the building that we're constructing in Laurel, Johnny Janosik.
Mm-hmm.
We were made aware that we needed to apply for a variance for the size of the sign. We went back to the architect of record to see what percentage of square footage that we needed to be within. We were told that it had to be at 7% or less.
Mm-hmm.
And the architect of record did the calculations and said that we, and on the roadside of 13, that we were at 7%. On the parking lot side, which is the main entrance, we were at 5.9%.
Okay.
And we were notified that we needed to apply for a variance.
Who told you that it was 7%?
AWB,
TMB.
GMB said he had checked with the building code.
But we don't know.
The percentage is only something that this board has determined in the past to limit make a limit to, but it is not the requirement, I believe, is 150 square feet. Is that correct?
100 for wall sign.
100 square feet. That's
originally
correct.
We weren't aware, because it was a part of the EFIS, that we needed to have a variance to start with. Otherwise, we would have applied before we started.
Yeah. You know, there's no projection of that sign. It's in the face plane of the wall.
No one questioned the size of the sign and it's what was allowed?
Until we got a letter from the Board of Assessments saying your building looks nice, you haven't applied for a variance. So that's when we applied. And at that time, the applicant was the owner of the building. They received a letter for the hearing. They did not appear. They did not understand, because we are the construction manager. We've been handling it. So when I called and spoke to the young lady here again and asked her how we could make sure we were advised, and she said for us to become the applicant, and that's why we're here this time.
You say the owner didn't understand?
The Janosiks received the letter. They did not understand that they were supposed to appear for a hearing. No.
I see. Did the owner understand the violation?
When we explained it to them, as much as we understand it.
How many square feet did you say the face was of that building?
On the Route 13, it's 12,320 square feet.
Okay.
And on the opposite side is 14,520 square feet.
Okay.
What's 14,000 what?
Sir?
14,520. Yes.
That's on the parking lot side of the...
And what's the size of the signs?
One sign is 38 foot 2 inches by 12 foot. That encompasses a 5 foot letter, a 2 foot space, and a 5 foot letter.
12 feet.
Yes.
Right. And the other one is...
55 foot by 12 foot.
Is the owner here this evening?
Yes.
Is prepared to testify?
Sure.
You know, the overall building is 600 foot long. And, you know, on each side of the sign that you see in the photographs, there's approximately 250 feet on each end of that. You know, the sign in proportion to the building is pretty small, but, you know, that's why we're here.
You say in the drawing here, it shows, very difficult to see, but
it is very difficult.
It is.
It shows, it looks like 55 feet for just one section of the sign. There's two part portions of the sign.
Is that the world of furniture?
55 feet?
The World of Furniture is 55 by 12. Johnny Janosik is 38.2 by 12.
Okay. So
and that reflects on both sides of the building.
Okay. And you're considering these one sign or two?
Well, when we did our percentages, we took both sets of lettering as compared to the whole front of that building and vice versa on the rear side.
So actually, it's 55. And what is the Johnny Janosik is how much?
Johnny Janosik is 12 by 38, too.
Two.
That's 458 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the 55 by 12 is 660.
Yep, that's correct. That's the World Furniture. Yeah, that was Mr. Janosik's. It's 458.
How does this, how does your request meet the standards for granting a variance?
Well, we were told, and until you mentioned it a few minutes ago, we were told that it was under the 7%, which,
regardless
of the
7%,
is
what I'm asking you. There's five standards for granting a variance. You have to show uniqueness, that it can't otherwise be developed, that it wasn't created by the applicant, that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So you need to address those standards.
I don't think it affects the neighborhood. It's right on 13. All the buildings have some sort of signage on it. The original building has signage on it.
The original?
The original Johnny Janosik store, which is across Trustin Pond Road.
Did you know that it also had a variance?
No, sir.
That was presented the same way as this one, where it was after the fact?
No, sir. I did not. We were not involved with that building.
Who was involved with that?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, that's one.
And, you know, a store of this size needs some type of signage to define what it is.
So how does that address either of the standards?
Sir, do you have this? Do you want to look at this one?
Yep, are these
me? That's a guideline you can go by right quick.
Okay.
Just give that back to me, please.
Okay.
It might help you a little bit. See what he's asking.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, item number one, you know, the size of the lot without a sign out on the road. I know that everyone sees the building, but would not know what it is to patronize the building. I mean, it's.
But there is a sign out on the road.
Yes. There's a new one.
Is that a sign that you've done?
No, sir.
No.
So you couldn't answer any questions regarding that?
No.
I mean, basically, I don't know that we can answer any of these questions with the exception that we were not aware that we had to apply for a variance before the fact, or we would have applied. Obviously, we've applied for every permit that we've had to have and, you know, followed all the guidelines, contacted fire marshal, planning, zoning, each time questions have come up.
And if, you know, when we submitted plans to the building department, if there was any indication, we would have handled it in the beginning.
Right.
You know,
I mean, they were on the original plans, and nothing was ever, and I don't know that that's the architect, you know, maybe he should have been responsible, but obviously he's not here either, and as the owner's representative, that's why we're here.
Okay.
You say the owner is here?
Yes.
Perhaps he would like to address those issues then.
Can I ask one question for you?
Yes.
Would it be a big problem to change that up, to reduce that size?
Well, nothing's impossible, but,
It would be quite an expense.
Quite an expense, and because the letters are relieved into the wall.
Yes, sir.
It's a 6-inch styrofoam panel, and they're cut into the panel.
And then painted in.
Painted, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll just swear in.
Ma'am, we need to have you sworn in, please. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, can I have that paper?
Yes.
And address?
Mary Janosik, 6543 Mill Creek Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Okay, need to swear in. You swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct best knowledge?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Mr. Mills, you have a question for you?
You're requesting a variance after the fact. You own a property south of that parcel.
Right.
I find it difficult to understand why you would, after requesting a variance after the fact on that parcel, do the same thing once again.
Okay. I think I can explain a little of that. First of all, the building where the, I guess on the south side of 460, well, it's Trussell's Mill Road. At that time, my husband was handling pretty much all the construction. Since that time, he has some health problems that does not allow him to do that anymore. Excuse me. So we hired Whale and Company to handle the construction of the new building. So I really don't know a whole lot about what went on previous to this construction here.
Okay. Who handles the billboards on that property on the south, to the south? Who's responsible for that and what's on them?
The billboards on the south?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I guess we're talking about the time those billboards were put up.
Let me go further. The reason I ask and inquire about the billboards, the board granted a variance for those billboards, back in 2004,
uh-huh.
Or 2005. At any rate, we granted a variance for those billboards with the stipulation that they not advertise the business, which would make it an on-premise sign.
Mm-hmm.
And today it advertises Johnny Janosik's furniture. So why is that?
Well, what are the, I mean, I don't understand, what were they supposed to advertise?
Anything, but the stipulation was that if it advertises the business for
uh-huh.
which the property that it sits on,
uh-huh.
then it's considered an on-premise sign. Okay. The request was to have a billboard, as most commercial properties do, but with the it was granted with the stipulation that it not be for the business on the premises. Therefore, it would not be an on-premise sign. There's several violations. I guess the point I'm getting to, there's several violations on that property to the south, and now you're coming before the board. And I understand that Mr. Janosik doesn't, make those decisions, but your contractor, whoever is responsible for that, that should have been conveyed to them that, we need to check the signage. We've had some problems in the past. And here we are, coming before the board saying, we weren't aware of this, just like before, and asking for variance that you can't meet the standards for.
Mr. Mills, may I say something?
Mm-hmm.
The Genosics, we are the construct. The Whalen Company is a construction manager for them. They hired an architect, and in fairness to the Genosics, everything has pretty much been handled between the Whalen Company and the architect, and they have been under the impression that anything and everything, we've handled the permits, we've handled all of that, so it should no way in any way reflect on the Genosics. They have put it all into our hands and said, you know, we assume that you know what you're doing and you're taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Whalen Company, on the other hand, has assumed that the architect knew what he was talking about and went ahead and proceeded with the cutting into the EFAS because of that. You know, and until we got the letter from the board saying you're in violation, no one knew this. The Genosics, they have really not been involved other than in the basic color selections and stuff like that. Everything has been handled through the Whalen Company or George Mawson Bureau. So they wouldn't know that it hadn't been addressed.
Did the Whalen Company apply for a sign permit?
That's what I said earlier, is that we did not know that we had to because it was a part of the building. Had it been an individual sign like the billboards that you were talking about, we knew we had to do that. We didn't know that this was not considered a part of a building, but it was considered signage. Because at one point we were talking about putting the different galleries' signages on top of the EFAS, and we knew we had to apply for variances for that. We did not know this. And the direction we were given when it came up by the architect was that 7%. But we did apply for the variance at that time to try to get this straightened out as quickly as possible. And I think that was in March or April.
But you did that before. You did that before knowing anything about it. You did the sign.
The EFAS was already cut and started, yes, before we knew anything about that this was considered signage and not a part of the building. Like if I had put shutters on a building or whatever, that we did not know that it was not a part of the building. And the Genosics had no way of knowing that this hadn't been addressed in any way, shape, or form.
Has Whalen Company done signage of this type before?
I guess the question there would be whether you've done it in Sussex County or not.
Well, I've been here 35 years, and I pretty well would know. But we have done small embedded, V-grooving and different things in a drive-it finish before, but nothing of this size.
But we've never done a store.
Well, we've never done a building of this size either.
Stand off. Is there any other questions? Yes, sir. You need to come up and be sworn in, sir.
Frank Girardi, 14 Hidden Hills Drive, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give to impact best knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
Frank Girardi. I'm the CEO of John at Genosic, and hopefully I can address some of the questions you all have. The confusion in this is, I said at many architect meetings, it was clearly stated in the beginning and represented to us that if you cut a sign into the EFAS, it does not become signage. We don't know the laws. There was never any intention of breaking or trying to ask for a variance because there was no knowledge of a need to have it. So therefore, when we look at the size of the building, it's 180,000 square feet. It's 600 feet long, 300 feet deep. If we used, and there was a lot of time spent into the size letters needed for the consumer to be able to see not only our name, but also what do you sell, so that they know with a building of that size, anything could be inside. So that was how the letters got on there, was simply by the recommendation of the architects that this can be cut into the EFAS. This is not county signage. So the contract was awarded by the Whalen Company months ago. The job was done a long time ago, not knowing, certainly by us, that we were not abiding by the regulations. Obviously, at some point, the Whalen Company was contacted that they were not in variance, which is how the story came about. You need to apply for a variance, and that's when we were first made aware of it. That's how the origination of it had. I ask that the board consider the size of the building. It is huge. And if you proportionally don't put size letters, they can be oversized or undersized, then you get to an architectural scale that does not look correctly for the investment that's being made there. So it was trying to make a proper architectural appearance as well, is how it originated. In answer to your question as to why was other signs, as CEO, I was not aware they could not be used for that. It was not an intentional to do it, even though they had been directed not to use it for their own advertising. I had the boards put up there, was not aware that that was a contingency. I joined the company in February of 95. So again, that's not an excuse, but it is an honest answer as to what occurred and why, sir.
Who did you say told you that this did not constitute a sign?
Architect, GMB.
Would you question
it? Like I said, it wasn't even a question of, I mean, I went through so much about that, about what size can it be, what can we do and all. And that's how we got to, because if you put it on the outside, the letters would be so small, it would be ridiculous. You wouldn't hardly be able to see them, not alone going 55, 60 mile an hour. That's how the extra expense, and I mean a lot of extra expense to have it cut in as opposed to the other method, to do that, that we could accomplish our goals, keep a neat looking building, and certainly not break any laws or codes.
If the letters were painted on the building, would you consider that a sign? Would you question it, whether it was a sign?
Sir, I did not question the architects. That's their job. And when someone gives me the regulations, I'm assuming they know, and that's not an excuse. But, yes, we were at fault, certainly not for checking them out as to whether they were correct, no more than we checked them out for weight loads or a variety of other things. They're a reputable company. What or how it occurred, I have no idea, but that's exactly how it occurred.
We were given the impression that as long as we didn't place anything on to the building.
That protruded out from the face.
Absolutely.
Out from the face. That's a sign. Anything cut into the building was part of the structure.
That's how we were
right. That's the impression we were all given.
That impression came from the architect.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Makes sense.
Absolutely. That's exactly how it happened. That's why they kind of got behind the eight ball when they were hit, because they were not aware, no more than we were,
right.
Because I was at them meetings without question.
And we certainly wouldn't have done it and be this close to completion of this building and standing before this.
And it becomes a very viable part of the multi-million dollar project that has been invested there. The signage becomes very key to the accomplishment of what we're trying to do there.
Mr. Girardi, you say you've been with the company since 1995.
Yes, sir.
In 2004, there was a variance request for the parking for this building. You were aware of that?
No, sir. Oh, for this new one, yes, okay. Absolutely. Because I had to send in a reason as to why, and what are hours, and what are employees, and a variety of things. Because a lot of times they assume a furniture store is like Walmart. You're going to have thousands of people. One, we don't want thousands of people. We love it, but we couldn't handle that kind of volume in a furniture store environment.
Understand that. In 05, there was a variance request for the billboard. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I'm the one that was involved in that decision making.
So Mr. Burrow, I have a question. Is this relevant to this case?
What's that?
This past awarding.
I think the board can always take note of whether or not there are current present violations on a property. I know we've done that. We've had a few come up like that.
By the same owner.
So is there violations on the property?
Not on this particular property. And I guess, you know, what I'm trying to understand is the property, although it's not the same property, there's a property south of that that there are many violations. And the question is, how many more violations on this property are we going to foresee? Or have to tolerate or hear in the future.
I understand, and I guess I can't speak for what happened before or things I was not in control of.
Well, you were here there since 1995, so you were in control.
I was, but that doesn't mean I received all the notices. So, you have ownership that gets them, not the CEO of the company, sir.
Okay.
And I only ask that, you know, what has the company done to not be inclined in compliance with this building? They paid an awful large fee for architects as well as a contracting company to do things correctly. We have no control of that. We were not in control and didn't tell people what to do.
And who's the architect who worked on this project, or the one who told you?
The individual?
Yeah, do you know?
Yeah, Martin Despiner.
What is it?
Dust Bieber. Martin, okay. D-U-S-B-I-B-E-R.
You have an address for him?
I got it.
It's George Lewis.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
Not for me, sir.
Are you going to correct that sign now?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to be correcting that sign that you're in violation with?
The billboard.
We would do whatever they ask. Absolutely. I mean, I was not aware of that.
Okay, what do you mean? Would you look into that and get that taken care of?
Yes, sir.
Then we're talking about the billboard, Donna. Has the office made them aware that they're in violation on the billboard?
Have been violated for that one or cited for that one? Do you know of?
No, they weren't.
I haven't received
anything. Not
for
anything.
The billboard.
About anything else on the other parcel?
No, not. I know not for the billboards. They were cited for the sign on the building.
That's this building.
That's his building now.
Yes, and which on that property, that one billboard, the one that like you get towards the highway, on the highway side, it is a different sign, but on the other side does advertise Johnny Gnostics, which is a violation of your stipulation.
That's in the existing.
That's the one that's.
Mm-hmm. Was a letter sent out in violation? That's my only question. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't, but I don't remember seeing it.
Perhaps you could have an inspector.
We have changed inspectors three times now.
All the violations that are on that property.
How about we send you a notice?
Appreciate that. But again, I think what's trying to be stipulated is here we got two situations.
We're not trying to set a pattern. Right.
I am not trying to set a pattern, but certainly I would not. I would hope one would not influence the other because we certainly had no involvement in this.
Oh, no, I think that's the question that Mr. Hudson's already raised. No, okay. It's not. That won't be nothing.
Appreciate
book.
It. Yeah.
Uh-uh. No, we couldn't do that.
You couldn't take care of it anyway if you didn't get a violation.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you wouldn't know.
You can't fix it.
Okay, does that answer your question then?
That answers that.
Okay.
I want to make sure that I understood you correctly, sir, that Mr. Smith, that according to your calculations, one side on Route 13 side, the sign is 7% or less of the.
Yes.
The way you figured it.
It's at 7%, wasn't it?
In the back side, the parking lot side, was 5.9%.
Correct.
5.9. Yeah.
That's taking the 2 foot space in between the two letterings.
Well, what we did on that, we took the 5 foot letters, the area of the letters. You know, it didn't take the whole 12. By 38, we use that as 3/4 of that area would be a portion of that sign that's on there now. Because you have a 2 foot space, and that is, we were using that as building wall.
So you didn't count that.
We didn't count all of it. We counted 3/4 of the total square area of the 38.2 by 12 foot.
Which does not include the 2 feet.
Doesn't include the whole 2 foot space in the middle.
If I'm not mistaken, the percentage at the hearings, in my opinion, not only that it could be cut into the EVIS, also the allowance of what you could do when this came up also came from the architect.
Correct.
Wasn't our decision as to what is the percentage, I mean, I certainly did not know, but the information given to us again was you have to be within or less than 7%.
7% is
I'm just repeating what, I'm not arguing, I'm just repeating where the information came from so you know how we got where we are.
But the architect designed the sign
Absolutely.
We installed it.
As he did the rest of the building.
Okay, any further questions?
I have one more.
Okay.
There's a new ground sign in the front of the property, and it says John DeJanosik World of Furniture at the top. Appears to be a marquee or a message center.
Mm-hmm.
You do understand that county ordinance only allows that message center to display the time and the date?
No, sir. Shelby signs do not represent it that way.
No, that's according to the ordinance as it stands right now, that's all it's allowed.
And you say right now, when did that occur? Because Big Bill's is right down the road.
It's a violation.
Then I need to have a chat with them and they take it down because it's of no value to me to spend that kind of money to tell somebody what time it is.
Mr. Chairman, he could put a sign on it. It just can't scroll or flash. He could advertise, put something up there and leave it there.
Have they been notified that?
When they get a permit, they're told.
Excuse me, when we get a permit, that would not be on there?
Because
Shelby applied for the permit.
He said it would be.
Yeah, but he didn't tell me any restrictions.
They're told that they can't scroll. They can put a sign, but it can't scroll.
Oh, he gave me a kit that shows you can do all kinds of weird things on it. Yeah, where you put in your computer and you can do anything you want. So, no, again, that we would have been doing that not knowing.
Okay, well, it's.
Don, have the inspector address that sign as well.
Also.
When the notice is going to go out about the billboards, have them address that sign as well.
If you would, please.
Take care of all of them.
Yes. If I could get your name and address before you go, we'll make sure it goes right to you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Three? Four, five. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we table this case until our next regular meeting to give us some time to think about this thing. Look at it a little bit more. That's 9569, correct?
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Mills, that we table case number 9569 to our next regular meeting, which will be held on August the 7th, 06, to allow several of the members time to go out and relook at it again. Are there any questions to that motion? If not, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I'm going to take a 5-minute break. The board will stand recess for 5 minutes.